You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Billionaire Anil Agrawal's Vedanta Group is looking to free up cash and raise funds, possibly via a loan, as its $500 million junk-rated bond matures at the end of this month. The board of Vedanta Limited will consider paying out a first dividend for the current business year at an upcoming meeting, according to a statement. The Indian mining conglomerate is also in talks with banks to raise at least $500 million, according to people familiar with the matter. Agrawal's Vedanta Resources Limited is relying heavily on money from its units to reduce its debt load after it failed to generate $3 billion via the sale of a zinc mining unit to Hindustan Zinc Limited. Mumbai-based Vedanta Limited paid out about $4.6 billion and 5 dividends to its London-based parent last financial year. Yet weaker metals prices and high costs crimped its most recent quarterly profit, potentially limiting the scope for more dividends. Moving on, one of the world's top fashion brands, Shinewood, shut shop in June 2020 in India after the government banned Chinese apps in the aftermath of the clashes at Galwan and Ladakh, is set to re-enter the country in a tie-up with Reliance Retail, industry sources have told FE. The partnership, which could be announced shortly, will see Reliance Retail set up offline stores as well as mark its presence online, possibly on the latter's Ajio platform. Shine is also likely to source its fabrics for its global as well as local manufacturing operations from India as part of a wider partnership arrangement with Reliance Retail. The partnership will include sourcing, manufacturing and retailing, informed sources said. The Indian government has approved the partnership between Shine and Reliance Retail, informed sources said. This comes at a time when US lawmakers, a market where Shine has a big presence, are urging the nation's top markets regulator to get Shine to disclose its labor practices. In other news, Amazon.com plans to invest $12.7 billion in cloud infrastructure in India by 2030, joining other global tech giants in betting on growth in the South Asian nation's digital economy. The US company's cloud business, which has data centers in the Mumbai and Hyderabad regions, already invested $3.7 billion in India from 2016 to 2022, it said in a statement Thursday. The fresh outlay will include spending in construction, server computers, and telecommunications infrastructure. Global tech companies from Apple Inc. to Netflix Inc. are expanding in the world's most populous country with services such as video streaming and online retailing, while Wall Street banks and global insurers have long operated tech centers in the country. Such businesses are accelerating the growth of India's cloud services market, which researcher IDC sees growing at an average rate of 23% a year to reach $13 billion in 2026. In one of the most buzzing news of the week, Future Retail's insolvency resolution attracted a lukewarm response with only 6 bidders coming forward out of 4 dozen potential suitors. The applications were received in response to the request for resolution plans under the corporate insolvency resolution process dated April 14. The submissions were opened in the meeting of the Committee of Creditors held on Tuesday, FRL said in a regulatory update. FRL, however, did not disclose the name of the bidders. The final deadline to submit resolution plans was May 15. Certain media reports on Wednesday stated that the bidders were scrap dealers as large corporates, including Reliance Industries and Adani Group, had backed out from submitting resolution plans. Earlier on April 24, debt-strapped FRL's resolution professional had finalized 48 companies as eligible resolution applicants, while its resolution professional had received 7 new applications after expiry of the deadline for submitting expressions of interests. Lastly, Shri Chand Paramanand Hinduja, the eldest of the 4 Hinduja brothers and chairman of the Hinduja Group, passed away in London on Wednesday. The Hinduja family patriarch and his brothers, Gopi Chand and Prakash, were accused of receiving nearly rupees 64 crore in illegal commissions to help Swedish gunmaker AB Bofors secure an Indian government contract. A court had, however, exonerated them. Gopi Chand, Prakash, Ashok and the whole Hinduja family, with a heavy heart, regret to announce the passing away of our family patriarch and chairman of Hinduja Group, Mr. S.P. Hinduja, today, a spokesperson for the family said. His loss has left a huge void as the brothers have always been 4 bodies and 1 soul, the statement said. A British national, he died in London after a prolonged illness. He was 87, a family spokesperson said. The Hinduja brothers were exonerated in 2005 due to a lack of evidence. The brothers, who have been intensely secretive about the size of their wealth, have been sparring in British courts over control of family assets. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.